We're all virtually limitless.
This podcast is to provide a space for people to grow,
to rise,
and build.
This is for the people that are ready to step up and make moves,
no matter where they came from.
Welcome to the podcast.
Virtually limitless. This life we live, we get to choose. We can make excuses or make moves.
It's up to you.
Yeah, your network is your network.
So find your tribe or build it.
There's some change about to happen. I can feel it. Oh, this life we were given it. So take advantage, start living
it. I'm on a mission, new beginnings to start living.
Yeah, virtually limitless.
You are tuning in to another episode of.
This is another episode of Virtually Limitless.
Hello, hello. This is Justine Mader coming back to you guys on the Virtually Limitless podcast. I am so excited for the guest that we get to have you meet today. We have James Whittaker in the house, you guys. And if you do not know who this great gentleman is, I'm so excited and honored to introduce you to him. He is not only the international best-selling author, speaker, and entrepreneur that people hear about, but he is also an incredible podcast host that has brought over 200 people to just light and share their success stories on what they've done. They've been business owners, athletes, entrepreneurs, you name it, he's done it. And I'm so excited to bring him to the show because he's got some secrets on how to win the day every day. And that's a long-winded bio to introduce you, James. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Justine. Great to be here.
Oh, we're so excited. So as you know, the title of our podcast is Virtually Limitless. And I love that we were able to bring you on because I think there's so much in your message that is all about being limitless every single day. So I would love for people just to know a little bit about you and how that mentality and mindset was established in your very being, James.
Yeah, really great question. So I grew up in Brisbane, Australia. I live in Los Angeles, California now. So I've been in America for about the last 9 years. I was in Australia for the first 28 years of my life. And then I went and studied an MBA in Boston. So everyone in America always laughs when I phone them because I have a Massachusetts number that that comes up.
Doesn't match.
Yeah, that's right. They're like, well, is this the Australian who lives in LA is calling me from a Boston number. So yes, I eventually found my way to LA. I've been involved in a whole bunch of different entrepreneurial ventures, interviewed a whole bunch of different people and made a movie and had three best-selling books and a whole bunch of other things. But the limitless perspective, I think, is so important for everyone because I have a business called We Are Podcasts where we help podcasters monetize their passion because that's the problem with podcasters is they start their podcast because they have a passion for something. They have a passion for a transformation they want to create for other people. But if they can't figure out how to activate that monetization side, they become one of the 80% of podcasts that have fewer than 8 episodes released. So obviously that's not a great spot to be in. So
Wow. Yeah,
the whole message of finding your voice and being limitless, I think is more important than ever at a time when people are trying to basically say that not everyone deserves a voice. I am the complete opposite. I think every single one of us on the planet needs to have a voice. But one of the best ways to do that is to listen. And one of the best ways to listen is to first of all ask really inquisitive questions without judgment and to really get the perspective of other people. And the more that you can do that, the more your network will increase, the more value you will have from those additional perspectives that you've got, and the more you'll be able to change the world in a positive way.
Absolutely. Well, it's one of those things that when you listen, you have to be actually not actively listening alone, but truly open to receiving that feedback. Because, you know, like any business owner, entrepreneur, if you're not listening to your customers, your potential clients, the people that are in your network, you're not able to actually harness the potential within their words, their guidance, their just feedback genuinely. And so I think that so many people have been like, oh, I don't have the secret hack. The secret hack is listening. It's so simple, but it's one of the hardest things to do. So I love that you emphasize that because how many of us are actually truly willing to listen?
Yeah, absolutely. And thank God the whole political thing is over for 2020. That brings out
now.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, obviously yes. we'll come back. But I mean, that was just when you stack on things like a pandemic and politics, yes. It's a horrible combination. So yes, it's nice to have that out of the way and recognize that everyone just has their own experiences. And yes. Yeah, the more that you can ask questions rather than trying to. It's why it always puzzled me why people are so willing to spend hours each day trying to have these, keyboard warriors are trying to have these battles with people on social media. You're not going to change someone else's perspective. So go and have a real meaningful conversation with someone and learn from their perspective. Actually, to something we've never shared publicly before with our We Are Members group. We actually did a live session into death row the other day, into inmates in North Carolina who were on death row. And I had judgments about them and what they had done. And I realized that was not fair and it wasn't valid because I simply had no clarity into their lives. These are people who, for the most part, had the most horrific upbringings that you could imagine. The age of sort of 22, 23 years old. Imagine being thrown in jail forever. Don't get me wrong, a lot of it is justified. These crimes are really, really bad and really, really terrible, and 100% empathy for the victims and families and things like that. But as a society, if we are denying these people's right to help make the world a better place, it was really changed my perspective on things. So that's why I really believe that every single one of us needs to have that ability to make the world a better place, and that all comes from relationships.
It does. And the power that we have to be that one side, you know, it's so easy for us to blame the other half, right? You know, it's always their fault, the politics, the you know, media, it's everyone else. And it's so easy for us to point blame somewhere else. And I don't remember who said it, but they're like, if you're pointing a finger, you've got three fingers pointing back at you.
I like that one.
And it's one of those things where I'm like, dang, you know, shoot, I got to think about that because it's so easy. And we do it so, I think society has made it so normal to be like, oh, it's this person, or, oh, it's that political, you know, it's Republican versus Democrat, or this or this or that. And at the end of the day, we're all people and we are all responsible for, you know, each other growing, but ultimately we're mostly responsible for ourselves. And if every single person took that like harsh responsibility and accountability for who they are, what they're doing, and how they're becoming the best version of themselves, I think the world would be a different place.
Absolutely.
That
extreme accountability is such an important point. It's something I'm very, very big on, because people who are busy pointing the fingers to say, hey, it's someone else's fault, or It's absolutely definitely not my fault, the reason that I'm here today. The more accountable we are for our actions and our circumstances, like to the extreme, taking responsibility for everything, the more we empower ourselves to be able to change those circumstances. And a big part of what I do in books like Think and Grow Rich: The Legacy and Andrew Carnegie's Mental Dynamite is let people know that the exact same amount of energy that you have to complain about your circumstances and what you don't have, you can literally just redirect that exact same amount of energy, redirect that towards creating the circumstances that you want. You'd be there in no time, but people just, they're not hanging around the right people. They're not following the right processes that are going to get them to that level of where they need to be.
Exactly. It's a misconception. And so they don't realize that they're walking past all those opportunities when truly they're right before their eyes. And so I love that you bring about that fact that you can harness that just frustration and use that as fuel. Just use that. If it's already going to be there, use it. And it's so funny because one of my favorite productivity hacks that, you know, we all have bad days, but it doesn't mean it's a bad year. It doesn't mean it's a bad week. Doesn't mean it's a bad life. And so one of my favorite things is when you're frustrated or that sales call doesn't go well, drop down and do 10 pushups. You know, how can you harness that energy and put it to good use, right?
I love it. So
it's one of those things where, you know, even with everything that 2020 brought to our plates, you know, it was just a wild ride, wild year, right? Politics, everything. I just think that so many people were so ready to give up and point blank to everybody else. And I think that the people that are emerging so strong into 2021 were those that turned and pointed the finger at themselves and said, okay, what am I going to do about this? And it's so incredible because that's something that you did. You were ready to make the pivots. You already were doing stuff. How did you you know, what were the first couple of things that you did starting 2020 to be like, hey, how am I going to level up in this next phase of life?
Well, when the pandemic had started, a good friend of mine had asked me to come and speak at his event in Australia. So I had tickets and things booked to go to Australia. He was out here. Yeah. And because he was speaking at events in Florida and meeting with Gary Vaynerchuk in New York and doing some cool things over here. And then he was staying at our house here in LA, and then he was going to do those different things. And the pandemic really, obviously, hit very, very fast. Mm-hmm. So by the time he got to New York, that was when everything was starting to close. And he came to stay with us in LA, and he basically said, look, this event is not going to happen. And we had spoken about what we can do to help the people who need the help. And they're mainly the people who have that desire to share that voice. So we ended up it was an existing brand, but he asked me to partner with him on that. So we created We Are Podcast and launched a virtual event that had people from more than I think 20 countries attend the event that we had in May. Incredible. We had some of the biggest speakers in the world, everyone from Hal Elrod and JJ Virgin and you name it. We had this massive lineup. And then we ran that event again in November with a whole bunch of different speakers like Keith Ferrazzi and John Lee Dumas and Pat so Flynn, good. Jordan Harbinger. We're running that again actually next week. And off the back of that, we launched a community called We Are Members that helps podcasters get to $15,000 in monthly revenue from their show within a 6 or 12 month period, because that's the thing that people really struggle with. So that's what we have done. And the how that has transformed my life is there is now an amazing group of people who I would do anything for. And it's just this brilliant group of go-getters who also have that. It's very much purpose-driven, profit-focused mentality. So what we do with that group is our goal is to, by 2030, achieve 1 billion social impacts. And we have a proper partner for that. They're a nonprofit called B1G1. So we've already been able to create more than 80,000 social impacts, which has been amazing just through our work already. So anytime someone comes and registers for our event, there's a ticket for good. That's a $19 ticket that goes to basically support our partner. So there's some of the things that I have done to get on the front foot in a quickly growing industry to give the people who want the help, but also be able to really leverage my strengths, because along with me and my business partner, so he produces the podcast for VaynerMedia and people like Darren Olean. Sure. Whereas the way that I approached it was more like as someone who'd just been a guest on hundreds and hundreds of radio and podcasts and television shows. So we were both able to offer a really great mix of things to help people, and our own backgrounds and relationships that we had with a lot of high level people meant that we were able to create some pretty unique experiences for this group. That is what we did. One thing we didn't do was watch the news constantly. I mean, everyone's so busy on watching the news. So there are opportunities out there, and the best performers I know are the ones who are investing in themselves and they've got an amazing group around them, and they say, what can we do to lead the world through the most uncertain time it's ever faced?
Oh, it's so powerful. And by leading the world, they start by leading themselves. That's so powerful. And I think it's so critical, James, that the world, like you mentioned, the world was focused on what was happening. You were focused on what was happening, but in here, inside, and being like, what gifts and talents can I use to magnify potential opportunities for people right now? And it created a space that allowed for the community just to flourish around you. That's so incredible. And podcasters, if you're listening to this and you are stuck in a funk trying to figure out how to monetize your message, monetize your voice and what you're doing, please don't be discouraged. This is what people do. And amazing people like James are out there and they've done it. They're proven results. They have the experience to support people like you in this space. So please don't be discouraged. This is definitely the episode for you. So I'm so glad you're tuning in. And for people that were, with podcasting, I think I've had John Lee Dumas on the show here as well, and I loved what he shared, but I think so many people focus on sponsors are going to save my show. My guests are going to save my show. But like, how did you create a space where you really held the podcast host accountable to how are you showing up? How is your brand going to, benefit the guest truly? Like, what are a couple of the steps or encouragements you could give someone tangibly today?
Well, I'll give you some of the most common things that I see from podcasters who come to me. I have probably between 10 and 15 calls a week from podcasters who want to get to that next level. So I talk to these people and before they can have the call, they've got to answer a whole bunch of questions. So I've got a bit of an idea of where they're at. It also makes sure we only work with the people who are committed, because at the end of the day, I don't want to waste my time with someone who couldn't even be bothered to fill out a form. People come to these calls and they say, I want to monetize my show. And I say, what's your plan to do that? And they say, sponsors, find me a sponsor. Now, unless you're getting about 5,000 downloads on average, that is when you should start looking at sponsors. If you're not getting 5,000 downloads on average per episode, then sponsors aren't going to help you. And anytime you get a sponsor, what you're doing is you're actually taking people out of your ecosystem and then you're putting them in with another brand or another business. Mm. Now, there are people in our group who have been able to have 15K months within 15 days, because we gave them a strategy to leverage personal relationships to create that 15K sponsorship without actually having an established audience base for his show. So that's where the power of relationships can just shoot everything out of the lights. My entire life, including my podcast, has been all about how I can give back to everyone as much as I can while constantly becoming a person of increasing value and not keeping score. And the best way to get is to give first. And that's how, through my podcast, I've been able to attract just ridiculously large amounts of opportunities because I'm playing the long game. I'm focusing on being of service when everyone else is trying to be transactional. They're trying to focus on sponsorships, which quite frankly can be a real pain in the ass to organize. Hey, what companies do I want to research? I've got to get my sponsorship proposal. Yeah. I've got to have the calls. I've constantly got to give them the stats. Are they then going to be frustrated? Whereas what we teach is showing people how you can actually build your tribe of raving fans and monetize it in a whole bunch of different ways. You just got to figure out what value can you add to that guest and what value can you add to the audience. And then you've got an infinite number of monetization opportunities. But the people who are looking for that sponsorship side, it's the wrong question to ask. The right question to ask is, what can I do to add $15,000 worth of value to people's lives with my podcast? And when you start asking it like that, that's when you can start to explore some of those opportunities that are available to you. And then you've got to be around people who are actually doing it. Mm-hmm. Again, relationships. I if there was one theme of my life and success and everything that I talk about, it's relationships. They are absolutely everything, but the world is increasingly transactional, and that's a big problem.
It's so powerful because throughout this, the entire episode so far, I just keep hearing relationships and having it just drawn. And it's so, so critical to realize, you guys, that is the gift. That is the secret. That is the hack. How well you have relationships with others is also a reflection of the relationship you have with yourself. And so make sure that, you know, if something is lacking, there's probably just something off. So asking the better questions, the right questions, like James is indicating, it's not that it's the question everybody else is asking. It's the right question for you and your audience and your people. And the other point I want to highlight too is, as you were trying to figure out how you could serve, the number one thing that I see as well is you were also trying to see how you could give, like transactionally give back. And I think that that's the only way, as a society, you guys, we have to be the change. We have to be the ones that are showing that this isn't all about money. This is about impact. So what are you doing to create that level of impact? And it's one of those things, we're creating opportunities like that in our brand too. And I just love hearing when other people do that, because it's so important to realize that that's what really fills you up. You are fulfilled and you're truly changing the life of another person in ways that you can hardly even imagine. For some people, it's wells in Africa. For other people, it's feed my starving children. It doesn't matter what mission, every mission is important. So just be encouraged, be inspired to give back today, because that may be the number one thing that changes your mindset on how you serve. It's like a physical transaction that changes the subconscious within you as well. So I just love that you embody that heart and soul in your life and business. That's so powerful, James. And I would love to know, you've got an incredible podcast. What is it like getting some of these top leaders, athletes, entrepreneurs on your show? And did you have a favorite episode so far? I'm sure it's hard to pick.
it is. One of my favorite stories is from Janine Shepherd, who's the very first story in Thinking Grow Rich, a Legacy. The moment I heard that, I was like, this is literally the best story I've ever heard. Anyone can get an enormous amount of hope and courage and self-belief from this story. So she's also become one of my closest friends. We were talking every day when she was all in America, and she stays here when she comes to LA, but she just moved back to Australia. So, and we both had our hands full in the last 6 months, but that story in particular is amazing. But any guest is great. I've been very grateful to have some really high level people. Like, my next episode's coming out with Gabby Reese, which was great. And I was very grateful to be on her show too, which was awesome. So anyone who just gives me a platform to be able to share my voice and help have the impact that I want to have, has been great. There's and also every single person I go on there, it's like, look, what can I do to help you? That's the question. Absolutely. That I am asking sort of between five and 10 people a day. And inevitably the question comes back as to how they can help me. Now, I don't ask those people for them to ask me that question. I ask them just so I can genuinely be of service and see how I can help. So people will remember that. Mm-hmm. We have with our We Are podcast event, the tickets, we're doing four events this year. The tickets are between $100 and $600, just to touch on what you said earlier.
Yes.
Some of the ways that we give back for people who have been furloughed and are doing a couple of jobs because they're trying to get their own podcast and things up and running. Like, we also offer free tickets on request from people who are at a situation where they just need a hand up. So that, I don't care where you're at in your journey. I really don't care at all. What I care is how committed people are. If people come to me and say, look, I'll give you everything I got, and then it's like, cool, we'll figure it out. But for the people who it's a bit of a sad thing. It sort of says when people pay, they pay attention. But it's so true. When you give away things for free to try and help people, people don't really value it for the most part. So I think it's important to clarify that commitment from the other person with anyone that you're ever working from. Anyone who wants transformation, if you are a coach or you are just in somehow involved in creating transformation for someone, a question that you should ask people, every single one of them, is how committed are you to this plan, this transformation that we have? And if they're absolutely not red hot, it's just not worth your time and energy helping them, even if they really need the help. It's one of my biggest lessons from 2020 is to work with people who are committed, not people who are interested, people who are committed. Help the people who want the help, not the people who need the help. Because if you don't do that, what inevitably happens is those people can end up pulling you down, and what you've been doing is trying to pull them up.
Oh, it's so powerful. And it's something that I've struggled with and I'm still trying to learn as an empathetic person too, where it's like, you can tell that they need it and you're like, come on, but they don't want it. And you can't make them choose it. And it's such a, you know, as a passionate person too, it's like, come on, you guys, like, wake up. But sometimes they have to experience it for themselves to truly desire and come to that point where they're like, I do want this. I am committed. I am all in. And so it's so hard sometimes, but I love that you brought that out, because if you're putting half your heart into something, you guys, you can't expect full out results either. And so if you don't want to have the best podcast, if you don't want to be the best host or speaker or what it is that is in your business, it's probably not going to happen. And that's on no one but you. And to take that huge responsibility, like we said, accountability for that, and realize either you want it or you don't, being in the middle and mediocre, who wants to be there anyway?
For sure.
I mean, that's people, my perspective.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. And people love to buy, but they hate to be sold to. So anyone who's offering some type of program, whether it's a mastermind or whatever it might be, any business, anything, it's a product, service, whatever it might be, it's not your job to be in the convincing game. You can show the value for people. You can show them the plan. You can even give them a free opportunity to sample it. But at the end of the day, for whatever reason, they're not seeing it, move on. There's a million people, probably 5 billion people out there who want to help you and work with you and things like that.
Absolutely. And there's going to be special people that need you. And if you're not finding the right people, maybe check your message, check your branding, check all those things so that you are reaching the right people that are necessary for you to fulfill your message, but also impact those people in only the way that you can. So I love that you brought that to light too, James. And I'm sure you've been on that journey for some time now as well. But you know, even for you, I would love to know, having been, you're from Australia, you're in the United States, you've been all over the world. Really, what is the greatest thing that you've learned in communication? I think that since we've gone to a virtual space, there's so much more opportunity to reach more people. What would be, the greatest, learning experience that you've had hitting a global audience? I think every podcaster wants that. But what would be something that you've learned by achieving that so far?
That's one of the best questions I've ever been asked. That's really well. I've done a lot of these podcasts, and that's a really, really, really good question. I've been to more than 80 countries. I've lived in Australia. I've lived in LA, Boston. I lived in Shanghai and China, and went to an international business school. So I have a very good international focus. My books
are hashtag goals, you guys. Just saying. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I couldn't help but just say, wow, wow.
Yeah, Australians love to travel. I should throw that out there too. So,
cool.
I think, it takes us so long to get anywhere. That's my theory, that by the time we are at by the time we hop off the plane, it's been 14 hours or 20 hours. We're like, look, we might as well stay here for a while.
Oh, so crazy.
I think the biggest lesson that I have learned in communication, there's a couple actually. The first one, I'll never forget the day that I heard this. It's from Stephen Covey, and it's seek first to understand and then be understood. Seek first to understand and then be understood. Now, whether you're in sales, whether you're in relationship, whatever it might be, if you can get clear on what that person wants, then you can frame anything however you want to do it. So seek first to understand and then be understood. It's absolutely brilliant. And that goes back to sort of the questions and things that we had spoken about previously. Mm-hmm. And anyone who comes on my show, just to the second part of that from a communication perspective, I do like a really sickening amount of research and preparation behind the scenes. Like people might see the things that I've done on the Today Show or filming with Success Magazine and have four pages in that magazine, like been featured on some of the highest level podcasts and shows and things in the world. It is a journey where I've been putting in so much work behind the scenes. I used to do vocal warm-ups constantly. I would put an earpiece in and have two people there as if I was on a TV show and they were the host and asking me a whole bunch of different questions. I used to go down the street 8 years ago when I first moved to LA and I listened to shows and I would press pause when the interviewer asked a question and I would answer those things. So I've been preparing for this life for a long, long, long time. And anyone who comes on my show as a guest, I make sure I really do my research. So I have, I've had multiple people basically say to me, wow, you know this material better than I do because I've spent so much time dissecting their book and really understanding the concepts. And any one of those people who comes on my show, I send them two copies of books. I send them a copy of my book and I send them a copy of their book. And I include a letter that says, thanks again for being on the show. Here's why that meant so much to me. Here is a copy of your book. I would love it if you could sign it and send it back to me so I can feature it in my favorite books of the year episode that I'll be doing at the end of each year. And also here's a copy of my book for your reference. You are one of the biggest inspirations for me along this journey. There's everything I can do to help, let me know. And it's included with like a postage paid envelope. So all they've got to do is put the book in there and basically mail it back to me. And that's why so many of these books up here are all signed by these people. Cool. And it's memorable and I get their phone numbers and can reach out to them with audio messages. And it's simple. Yeah. It's simple stuff. It really is. It really is. And I do almost every podcast request that I get. Not everyone can get in quickly, but for people that are just starting out, I really admire the hustle and I want to help them out. And there are people who have large audiences and it's obviously a good opportunity for me to help with my mission and level up my game. But the majority of podcasters, they really just don't care. And that really, it frustrates me. I could tell with you in the first like 1 second, you could just tell by your energy that you're ready to go and you're doing some cool things with your podcast. And there are other people where they don't care. And it just comes across in everything that they do. Now, there is no extension from me to help those people if they don't even care about their situation. And that is a massive wasted opportunity for those people. There are just a few of the lessons that I think are important for people to sort of establish themselves an authority in their industry in 2021 and beyond. And also those aspects of communication that are really important.
And I love the last point that you shared. I mean, all of it was good, don't get me wrong, but I think the really powerful underlying message for the last point was you can feel if you're committed, you can feel the energy, you can feel the passion or lack thereof. And it doesn't matter if you're on video in your coaching call, on Clubhouse podcast, it doesn't matter. It will be felt. And that inevitably will affect everything in your brand, your sales, your clients, everything. So check yourself. If you aren't feeling a podcast, don't do a podcast. Like I would assume that's probably what you've seen and hopefully, you know, encourage people to reconsider.
Absolutely. I'm running a mastermind that starts in a couple of weeks. And there are two people in that group who have sent me screenshots to say, this is how committed I am. They have transferred me $5,000 and they don't have anything left in their bank account that they've sent that from. And incredible. There are other people as part of this mastermind, I guarantee that they will have a 15K month in month three. That's guaranteed. If they don't have that, I'll work with them one-on-one for free until they do have a 15K month. So that's as good as done for those people. There are other people out there who are just like, look, I'm just not there yet. Or I just don't have the money, even though that they do. Like it's they're the ones, people who are academically very, very smart. This is a big lesson for me for interviewing a whole bunch of people for Think and Grow Rich, the Legacy. People like Barbara Corcoran and Rob Dyrdek and Lewis Howes and Bob Proctor. They are not the smartest people in the world. They'll be the first to tell you that. I'm not one of the smartest people in the world at all. I sucked in high school. But the people who are very good academically can always think of a million reasons as to why they shouldn't do something. Yet those high level entrepreneurs, they just need one, like Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, think about all the people I just mentioned. Yep. They think of one, Oprah Winfrey, Sarah Blakely. They just think of one reason as to why they should go all in. And that's what they do. And that's why they fail. They fail fast. They fail often. They fail forward. And in doing so, they get this really amazing background and surround themselves with people where there's an alignment of mission. And that's how they make amazing things happen across the board unanimously. Whereas there's other people who are so risk averse, they can't get out of their own way. And that's a problem if they have big dreams, because they've either got to check their dreams or change their attitude.
So powerful. And it's one of those things that, you know, when we're so smart, we think we control everything. I think 2020 totally put everybody back in their place and was like, you don't actually control this world. You don't actually have the full reins on everything. And so I love that what you just amplified was truly the message of, if you believe you can do it and you're willing to show up and to do it, to actually commit, like we've been talking, you know, is such a string throughout of this, you can. And there is a potential, and there is a inner circle and a network of people that want to see you succeed and leaders that want to leave the ladder down and see you rise up with them. I just think that's such a word for people right now that are reevaluating. And I hope that you're listening and take this to heart, you guys, because I know I just did. And it was just so powerful. So like, we're getting close to the end of our time, and I just so have been blown away by this interview. What would be something that you would leave our listeners with as just encouragement and hope for 2021? 2020 was heck of a year, but what would you encourage the listener today to consider?
I would double down on self-care. I think that's really, really important. So Hal Elrod said that at our We Are podcast event in May, and I've never forgotten it. Not that it was that long ago, but it was so impactful 8 months ago when he said that I was like, wow, that is really, really, really important. Because there were moments for me where last year, as entrepreneurs, we constantly walk that tightrope between impact and burnout. When you've got a family and things in the mix, as you and I do, it makes it a little bit tougher, because we need to have that time with our family. We don't want to be snappy with our kids. We need to make sure we have that right relationship with them, because we're obviously setting the example and they replicate that. So doubling down on self-care. So some of the ways that I have done that, in May last year, I started doing cold showers in the morning. Absolute, like, the most bizarre thing. I can't explain the physiological benefits behind it, but it is the best productivity hack I have ever seen. It's better than coffee. Wow. It's really bizarre. So I have a 5 minute cold
shower. Word to the parents. Coffee is usually the go-to.
That's right. I still drink coffee. I should clarify. I had a coffee just before this interview, and I have between one and two coffees
a day. It is nice, yes. But
that's right. So starting the day with a cold shower, and then I do between a 10 and 20 minute meditation that also includes a manifestation piece where I create an imagined memory for the future. Because the brain doesn't know the difference between an imagined memory versus one that's actually happened in the past. So basically, when I approach a situation that's important to me, the end result, it's already happened and the ideal outcome has already been achieved, and I bring in the optimal amount of energy into that situation. And I wake up at 5 a.m. because I can get a couple of hours work in before my daughter wakes up, which means I'm more present with her when she wakes up, doing things like the 5 minute journal for gratitude, making sure you can get outside to get some sunshine, do some exercise. I know exactly what exercise I need to do, but I was just struggling to do it. So I went and bought a 10 pack with a good friend of mine who's a physical therapist and personal trainer. And I said, dude, I'm going to see you once a week, and then I'm going to buy another 10 and another 10 and another 10 just to get it done. So, making sure that you double down on self-care, have that alignment of health, across the board with what you want, and just think as big as you can. Like, we really are limited only by our beliefs. So if you think small, you will act small. Think big, act big.
So incredible. And that's how you win the day every day. You guys, he put it in a nutshell. Like, he undercovered, like, went back into his full thread of just his entire being. And that's what happens when you're in alignment. He didn't even have to rehearse that, you guys. He totally did this unscripted. So huge shout out to you, James, because that's, you can sense that in who you are. You can understand that is a part of your brand. And if you guys have not followed him, have not heard his show or read any of his books, where do they find you, man? How can they get a hold of your good stuff?
Yeah, you can connect with me on Instagram, James Witt, JamesWhitt. So James Witt with two T's. A lot of people think my last name is actually Witt instead of Whitaker, which is pretty funny because my website is also JamesWittWith2T's.com. My link in bio has got a whole bunch of free resources available to help people. So if anyone's listening and you want my success plan template, that's probably the big one. Go and download that for free in my link in my bio on Instagram.
Awesome. Oh my gosh, you guys, we will have all of that in the notes so that you can have that. No excuses. You can just click it and go straight to it. So with that, James, thank you so much for being on the show and helping everyone just win the day today. That was so powerful. We're so lucky to have had you.
My pleasure, Justine. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you.
If you learned anything from this show, make sure you leave a review and check out the description to join our community and grab some free resources. And make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of Virtually Limitless.